Heavenly Father, as we come into thy presence, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to us and strengthen us, that the glory of God will be abiding in thy sanctuary, Father. Let the power of God be manifested, Lord. Father, we pray that you will speak and thy servants will hear, and one more time you would transform us into thine own precious image, the image of the Son of God, likened unto God the Father. Heavenly Father, as we come into thy presence, we recognize and acknowledge that we are kneeling down before the Creator of the universe, God Almighty. Heavenly Father, who sent his own precious Son to die on the cross of Calvary for us and shed his blood for us, that the royal blood may flow through our veins and we will be transformed when the trumpet sounds. Continue to manifest your power, Lord, and glorify your name as we worship thee in truth and spirit. Let thy name be exalted. Let thy name be glorified. That you will get the glory, you will get the honor, and you will get the praise. For in Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The topic for today's sermon is why we have to live a righteous life, and what is the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Many times, the children of God, Christians who are living in this world, look outside the window and see that the wicked are prosperous. There are many billionaires that are serving the enemy, the devil. Everything appears to be fine. And then the question rises in the hearts of the children of God, saying, we are serving God, who is the Creator of the universe. He owns everything. He made everything. He owns the cattle on the thousand hills. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Then why are we struggling living a righteous life, and why are the wicked prospering? The Bible gives us very clear answers in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 1. See, the most important thing in this life is to prepare us for the next. Many people want to live for today, not for tomorrow. They want to enjoy life, all the pleasures that it has to offer, and live a wicked life, just satisfying their own fleshly desires and lusts, because they don't care about tomorrow. However, the life that we live in this world is a school. We have been placed in college. We have been placed in a university. We have been placed in a school. And we have been given the opportunity to learn and to understand and to grow in the spirit, so that in eternity, because our body may die, but our soul and spirit lives forever. So God has kept us in the earth in body and soul and spirit, so we can prepare for eternity. The graduation day is coming, which is either the day that we sleep in Christ or the day the trumpet sounds and the rapture takes place. And so until that day, we are learning in this university. So if we waste our time like other wicked people, then we are going to forego the joy of eternity with Jesus Christ and inherit the torment that the wicked will inherit in the lake of fire. Saints declare that this life in this world is like a flash of lightning, like the twinkling of an eye. It is just for a fraction of a second compared to eternity which lies ahead. A man of God once took a ball of rope, you could take a ball of thread, and he said the starting point or the tip of that ball of thread is the life in this world, and the entire ball of thread, which is miles and miles long, is eternity. So you can understand how small the life in this world is in compared to eternity, where we live forever and ever. And there are only two places in eternity. By choosing the life, the kind of life that you live, you choose where to go. Because before you go on vacation, you have to reserve the hotel. You have the choice. God has placed before you the way of truth and the way of wickedness. And when we choose the way of wickedness, we destroy our soul for the rest of eternity. However, if we choose the way of life, the way of the Word of God, the Bible, which is the owner's manual, then we are choosing the way of life and eternity and joy and peace with Jesus Christ. Now, Psalms 1 states, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." So let's focus on Psalm 1 that creates a difference between the righteous and the wicked. Oil and water do not mix and should not mix. Even so, the wicked and the righteous should not mix and do not mix. Psalm 1:1 states, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." When we need counsel, we go to the saints in the church of the living God, and we go to God. We don't go to ungodly people to get counsel. "Nor standeth in the way of sinners." We don't go to bars and nightclubs where those who are wicked and commit sin are living a life of pleasure and wickedness. And we don't sit with ungodly and chat ungodly conversation. Because our desire is the Holy Bible, the Word of God. King David, who was the king, who owned the entire world, he was the emperor of the ancient world. He had everything. He had money, he had riches. He could have done anything he wanted. But the Bible tells us that King David, the emperor of this world, desired the Word of God and meditated on it. And he said, "I desire the Word of God above great spoil and riches and treasure." He said the Word of God, the Holy Bible, was his greatest treasure. So the Bible says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night," like David did. "And these righteous people shall be like a tree planted by perennial rivers of water." Everywhere there might be drought, everywhere there might be water shortage, but not for this river, because this river comes from the throne of God. It is fed by the throne of God. This river does not run dry. This river stands for the Holy Spirit. Those who align their lives with the leading of the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, have the right to call God their Father, and are planted by the rivers of water. And therefore, they will bring forth all the fruits of the Spirit. And everything they do in accordance with the will of God will be victorious, because the Bible says, "Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." But now that we learnt about the righteous, Psalm 1 also differentiates between the righteous and the wicked. So the righteous are likened to a tree planted by the rivers of water. Its leaves do not wither, and the tree prospers and grows tall. But the wicked are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The chaff is the husk or the light covering of the wheat. It's not the grain of wheat. And in the grinding mill, where they take the husk off the wheat, all the husk, or you call it the chaff, when it's piled up, that is burnt or is used as dunghill for cattle, or it is thrashed. So the Bible tells us in Psalm 1 that the wicked are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. They may grow big, they may grow huge, they may become prosperous, they may become billionaires, but the Bible tells us that the wind of the Holy Spirit will drive the chaff away. And even the place whereupon which it standeth, no one will know. There have been many wicked people on this planet. Belteshazzar, Saul, King Saul in the Old Testament, Emperor Nero, and Hitler, and many, many more. But even the place that they stood on doesn't know them. And like the wind driveth them away, the Holy Spirit has driven them away. But look at the great men of God, like Apostle Paul, John Wesley, Martin Luther, D.L. Moody. Their name still stands because they are righteous people. They lived a righteous life. The wicked are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand in the congregation of the righteous. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The wicked may try to oppress the righteous and try to act like they are righteous. However, the Bible tells us that the wicked will not abide in the tabernacle of the righteous, but will be driven away. Their way and their thoughts and their plans of the wicked will perish, but the plans of the righteous will be established. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God owns this entire universe. In Psalm 23 it states, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The righteous will never come to want. But the wicked will always be wanting. In the stock market crash, I think it was in 2007, there was a billionaire in Europe. And when the stock market crashed, he lost everything. But because his faith was in money and not in God, he committed suicide and killed himself. There are many people that are billionaires today. There are many wicked who are not so billionaires but are poor. But the Bible tells us that the wicked and their plans will all perish. The plans of the righteous will be established, because the Bible says in Psalm 33, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart," God's heart, "will stand to all generations." And the righteous are those who align themselves with the word of God and who walk in the ways of the word of God and who hear from the word of God and do what God tells them. So here are some differences between the righteous and the wicked. These are very simple differences, and it's very easy to understand them. So let's go through the first difference between the righteous and the wicked. The wicked have temporary prosperity, but they will suffer eternal torment. The righteous will have temporary adversity, but they will have eternal prosperity and joy. Once again, the wicked, temporary prosperity but eternal torment. The righteous, temporary adversity but eternal prosperity. So now we have to decide. Do we want prosperity for a fraction of time, or do we want prosperity for eternity? And by the way, prosperity is not just money. Prosperity is health, spiritual and physical. Prosperity is wealth, spiritual and physical. Prosperity is joy. Prosperity is peace. And prosperity is relationship with God. And prosperity is walking on the streets of gold in heaven, in the heavenly Jerusalem, and living with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and the Father for all eternity. Another difference between the wicked and the righteous. The wicked attack the righteous, but while the wicked attack the righteous, they are destroyed in the process of attacking the righteous. What do the righteous do when the wicked attack them? The righteous pray for the wicked. They turn the wicked to righteous, thereby saving many wicked from destruction. The wicked are like the chaff, the husk of the wheat, which the wind driveth away. The righteous abideth forever and ever, like trees planted by rivers of water. And whatsoever they do shall prosper, because they are righteous. Next, the wicked, their paths and thoughts will perish. The righteous, their plans and thoughts will flourish. The wicked will rot with the devil, and the wicked will be ashes, burnt ashes, under the feet of the godly righteous. In the book of Malachi, the last few chapters, the Bible says, "In the day when I come to judge the world, O you righteous, that you may know, the world will be purged with fire." And the righteous need to understand that the wicked will be ashes under the feet of the righteous. The wicked will rot with the devil and will be ashes under the feet of the righteous. The righteous will become like God, Jesus, and will live with God. And the righteous will live in the heavenly Jerusalem in beautiful, magnificent, glorious structures made of transparent gold and silver and foundation of jewels and gates of pearl. Bible says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him." The wicked will lose everything. Take the richest person in this world according to world standards, human standards, he will lose everything if he is wicked. There are rich people who are godly and righteous too, but they will gain everything and inherit everything. So the wicked will lose everything and the righteous will gain everything. We are not saying that rich people are wicked and poor people are righteous. Whether a person is poor or rich, if he does not follow the word of God and the ways of God, the Bible calls him a wicked man, and he will lose everything. However, the righteous, whether they are rich or whether they are poor, temporarily, will gain everything because they have access to the throne of God. So here are a few Bible verses that differentiate between the righteous and the wicked. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but God heareth the prayer of the righteous. A time will come for the wicked when they will be close to death, and they will cry out saying, God help me, and God will turn his face away from the prayer of the wicked. But the righteous will come to deadly situations, and when they cry out and say, God help me, the Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. There was a great hurricane in India. All the houses on the beach town were wiped out. But there was a little small hut made of bamboo leaves. And the National Guards and the police who came to take the bodies of the dead and bury them noticed that this house made of bamboo was standing, and it was not impacted by the hurricane. So they approached that house, and when they approached the house, they heard singing and preaching. So they knocked the house, and the gentleman opened the door. His face was shining with the glory of God, and they asked the gentleman, how did your bamboo hut survive the hurricane when all the other houses disappeared and millions of people died? And the man said, he was a righteous man, really? There was a hurricane? Millions of people died? Everyone's house is gone? And he came out and he smelled the smell of death, the smell of corpses rotting. All the houses on the beach had been wiped out. All he could see was rubble. And he was surprised. He read the Bible, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. But he did not understand and realize so vividly that God would protect him and his family, because they were worshipping and praying and glorifying God. That is why the Bible says the family that prays together stays together. The wicked will lose everything. The righteous will gain everything. Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. He heareth the prayer of the righteous. Proverbs 10:25, as the whirlwind, the hurricane passeth, so is the wicked no more and blown away, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. You cannot uproot the righteous. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. The righteous will prosper. They will be established. They will be a firm foundation. The winds may roar, the waves may roar, but the house that is built on the rock, which is the house of the righteous, shall stand. Hark! Glad shouts of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Proverbs 29:16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. The wicked people have increased all over USA and all over planet Earth. But the Bible tells us that they will fall, the wicked will fall, and the righteous that are living in this world today will see the fall of the wicked that did not hear their preaching and did not get converted to righteousness. Noah preached for 120 years that the flood is coming. No one listened. when God shut the door of the ark, the great boat, that cruise ship that had birds and animals and reptiles in the family of Noah, then they cried saying, Noah, you were right. We are dying in this flood. Open the door. It was too late. Even so, the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the rapture of the saints is about to happen. I had a dream last night in which I went to heaven and I was seated with the saints. And as we were at the dining table, a person came and served food for all the saints. And when I look at the person, I immediately recognized that it was Jesus Christ. And I said, God Almighty, you're serving food for your children, the saints. And he said, yes, go tell my children that they need to live a righteous life. Not only in preaching the word and giving the word to others and testifying, but in everything they do. The job that they have to be extremely faithful in it and go the extra mile. If they are studying, they need to be working hard. In their family, in everything they do, they have to do it with all their might. If someone is plowing the field with a pair of oxen, they have to plow the field with 10 pairs of oxen. My children have to be hardworking. They have to be a witness and a testimony in their job. Then I asked the Lord, Lord, could I take a videotape of this dining room so I can go back to the world and show them that heaven exists and it's real? And he said, no. Go tell my children to be faithful. Jesus Christ is coming soon. The glory that awaits us cannot be explained in human vocabulary. God is going to differentiate between the righteous and the wicked. When a person is going to slaughter an ox, when he's going to kill the ox for beef, he feeds it. Even so, the wicked in this world are being fed and made fat to destruction. The righteous may suffer temporary adversity in this world, but God will bless them and prosper them in this world and in the world to come. The riches of God, the riches of His grace, the riches of His mercy, and the riches of His glory, and the entire universe belongs to us. We will inherit it. Romans 8 tells us that we are heirs of God's kingdom, of the entire universe. And the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has won the victory. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God which causes us to triumph. The will has been written for the universe, and the entire universe is going to be given to the saints of the Most High. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel that the saints possessed the kingdom and sat on the thrones and judged the world and reigned with Jesus Christ forever and ever. May God bless His words and strengthen us and continue to help us to live a righteous life for the glory of God.